Welcome to Subscriptions for Authors. Meet your co-hosts, Michael Evans, sci-fi thriller author of a dozen novels, and Amelia Rose, a semi-romance author that makes six figures per year in subscriptions. Together, we will help you make more money with subscriptions and succeed in the future of publishing. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Storytellers of the World show. I'm your host slash co-host, depending on the day, Michael. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Ream, and I'm here with another member of the Ream team to talk all today about VIP launches for your subscription, really how you can launch your subscription in the best way to set yourself up for success. And the reason I brought Patrick this today, it's because he leads author success at Ream, which really means that he, behind the scenes, helps authors be successful on the platform. This is everything from helping authors set up pages to helping authors launch on the platform, sending out campaigns to readers, helping authors migrate from other platforms that they might be using previously to run their subscriptions. And whether it's helping 1,000 readers move over, whether it's helping 10 readers move over, whether it's helping an author who's been, you know, doing this for 10 years has 100 books, or someone who's just getting started, Patrick is the person on the platform who's here to help you get to the next level as an author and to give you that hands-on service. So that's what Patrick does. But the thing about Patrick is that his story starts long before this podcast, at least his story with Ream. And Patrick, which some people know this, but is actually the first person to ever really work on the Ream team outside of like me, Amelia, and Sean, who were the co-founders of the platform. So we started it, and then as it started growing, we were still at a very early stage where we hadn't even launched the public yet. In fact, we weren't even in beta. And I remember distinctly having this, what was a product demo where we were giving Patrick and his wife, Shelby, who's an amazing romance author, we were giving them a tour of the platform. And it just turned into this like very long conversation. And from there, you asked to help out, what can I do to help out Ream, 2 or 3 months later. And that was now like almost, we met a year and a half ago, and you asked to help out almost 15 months ago. And just about a year later from you asking to help, you then joined the team full time, which was pretty special. So Patrick is, you know, quite literally like the first Ream team member. And with that, knows more about the platform and more about how to help authors succeed in subscriptions and beyond than just about anyone. But that was like my like little intro to you. But why don't you share, Patrick, like, how did you get here? How did you get to just sending an email to now leading author success at Ream? And then we'll share all the amazing things we can learn from you.
It's been a wild ride, but I'm a very realistic, logistical person. In life, with everything I do, like my longest term job before coming to Ream was for a life skill instructor. And I teach other people how the world works, how to survive, how to pay bills, how to repair things, how to work their credit. Like just about life, the logistics of life. That's what I've taught people. And that's what I'm interested in. And that's how my brain works. And yeah, when Shelby started becoming an author, that means I'm getting into the logistics of that. And I think we can all agree that it's not an easy place to get into or navigate. And so every day I was scrutinizing things. I was reading contracts, all the terms of services, and to determine whether it was good or not. And so there's a lot of things that I'd read that just made me angry. We don't want to do it. These are not good things. And when she talked about the meeting with you, I came into it with the same mindset that these are not going to be good terms. This is not going to be a good site. It's going to be more predatory stuff where we have to give up more than we're comfortable with. And that's what turned into that conversation of 72 questions, trying to get you to say things that I would expect someone who's trying to take advantage of us to say. And during that conversation, your answers were so honest, so upfront. Occasionally, just like things a company wouldn't say to everybody. That's just asking about like security, and you just gave me the honest upfront answer. And it was just one of those things that was just like, whoa, you're obviously not trying to hide anything. You're not trying to make this bigger than it appears. You're not trying to inflate anything or blow smoke in our face. And that's what really resonated with me. And yeah, it was about a month. It was actually 2 days later, I had a draft email and I just never sent it. Shelby kept reminding me, never sent it, until she went over there, proofread it, spiced it up a little bit, and told me to send it. She made me click it. And I did. And it took you, what, 2 weeks to get back to me? Because as you said on your side of things, this random guy is offering to help, and we're not in a spot where we really want or we're asking for help. But being a logistical person, I knew that there was a lot of hurdles and a lot of little things that could bog you down, slow you down. There's a lot of infrastructure to lay down before you can get to the goals that Reem wants to do. And you shouldn't be the one getting bogged down with that. That it's a lot of tedious stuff that somebody like I could do. And that's why I offered to help, because I knew you were meant to be up in the front doing all the exciting things and didn't have to worry about all the tedious paperwork and the repetition. You know, you needed some help to speed things along. And
you do a lot more than just the tedious things. I'd say, though, one of the things that you're best at is not only you've obviously been a tremendous help in helping me be able to run Reem better, but you also help authors to run their Reems better, because you're giving the authors their spotlight. And whether it's setting up your page or whether it's migrating to the platform and all the billing and the emails are sent to readers for you to be like, you know what? You've got better things to do as the author. You need to write stories. You need to do the things that matter really most. And I will do something that's very important, something that needs to happen, which is like, how can I serve you in your Reem? So it's quite interesting, because when I met Patrick, I knew that I really liked you. So I was like, okay, this is very interesting. And then when you started working the team, you were just so kind and so passionate. And I could just tell you cared for authors and you cared for this community. And it's been so cool to see over now the last year or so that passion be able to not only grow, but be able to be like channeled in such a cool way to build what author success on Reem looks like with us. And I'm so excited for the future, because like, we're just in the very beginning, right? 1 year in, like, we're still a little baby, right? And that's one thing I also won't lie about. Reem is still very early days. When we have a 10-year vision, we are like, we're in inning one, maybe inning two now, maybe inning two. But it's exciting because we have things to work towards, and we also have people to work towards, which is all of you. And one thing that I just want to actually start with is, when you've been working with all the authors you've worked with, like, at this point, I think you've worked with authors who, you know, make close to 7 figures a year, plus maybe even more, to authors who are making maybe tens of thousands, hundreds, and authors just getting started. What have you seen? Maybe it's 3 tips, maybe it's just 1 tip that makes their Reem page, makes their subscription awesome. What is that one or few things that you would say, I'd really consider this?
So for starting off new, when they come in, my 3 tips would be for consistency, whether it's in your graphics or your imagery or your wording and phrasing, to be consistent, to be clean, make it easy for readers to read and know who you are, where your links are, like everything, where to find your books, what they're getting. The clearer and more consistent you are, the quicker it is for somebody to come in there, see what it is, and subscribe. And that consistency, it goes with graphics. Now, a lot of authors come in and they just copy paste their graphics from elsewhere, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's a good visual aid for readers to know, hey, the person that I saw here is the same person here, but it's not exciting. All the authors that we've seen come in and refresh their graphics, even if it's just a minor update, all their readers are more excited. They're more lively, they're more talkative, and we see more upgrades. Those who just come in with the same graphics, they'll have the same readership. Those who come in with new graphics, new wording, people upgrade all the time. It's a little crazy. Just they see it, they get excited, it's new, it's fresh, and they want more. The third thing that I think goes into a well-made Reem is that set schedule. Like, you could say once a week, you can say twice a week, but the Reems that have like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Monday, Saturday, just laying out those exact dates, readers love it. Because then it turns into like tuning into your favorite TV show. It's, hey, I come here Monday just after lunch, I get my stuff. They love that. Now, so if you can dedicate to a schedule, if you can lay that down, it's just, it goes off so well. The readers are very, they stay around a lot longer for that.
Fascinating. No, I think the ice around graphics and like just sprucing up the tiers a little bit is so interesting, because sometimes we can almost let it lay fallow. And yeah, I think it's 10% that we normally see upgrade when it's like going well, right?
Yeah. And sometimes the graphics don't even need a major overhaul. I've seen people just get higher resolution pictures and make them look better, and just it just looks better. It looks cleaner. It looks like you put a little bit more effort into it, even if it's just a better version.
No, it's fascinating. It's been very cool to see, especially because a lot of what Patrick does is help someone take their subscription account to another platform and then say, oh, you have 500 people paying you here. How do we bring them to Ream in a way in which, like, one, hopefully makes you more money when you move here, which is what happens when they upgrade, which normally 10% do. But also, like, how do we make it a smooth transition for the readers? Which, before we get to actually the marketing side of things, I'm curious for you, when you have been making Ream pages, because I know that you've made, at this point, I think, into the double digits. I don't think we're at triple digits yet, but like we're at like definitely like well over a dozen Ream pages that you've individually made for authors in really all different genres. Like I'm trying to think, like you've done horror, you've done science fiction, you've done many kinds of wonderful romances, steamy and sweet and in between.
Huge
you've
variety.
Done literary, you've done a lot.
Yeah.
What have you learned about like setting up a page? Because I know you also do it, like it takes you time. You're not doing this in 5 minutes. But I know it's not taking you 5 days. So how do you set up a page for someone that works? And I guess like with that, like if I was an author getting started, how could I set up my page simply but effectively?
Setting up a Ream page, I know a lot of people compare it to Patreon, but I would actually compare it to a personal website more, because the same type of graphics and information that you want on a personal website is the bulk of what you put into it. I like to go from the reader side of things of what they see first. I'll go to the tiers and I'll think about how that needs to be laid out, what pictures you need, what messages you need. And then when you put them in your document, set them side by side. And this is the consistency I was talking about, because as the price of the tiers go up, they need to see the quantity of stuff go up. So if they can look at the words without even reading the words and see it gets bigger and bigger or more and more, then they like their brain is automatically calculating value just with the amount of text there. Some people might fluff it up, space it out, but more is better. That's the consistency. So you want to think about that layout. And then the about page, the about section underneath the tiers is hugely important. You get a little introduction to the author. You get some links, you get to be able to talk about yourself. That's your elevator pitch for the author. And even when I'm getting the information from the author, I still like to align that in a way that's like an elevator pitch. A new reader's coming in. This is who I am. This is what I write. This is why I hope you like me. And so I spend a lot of time on the tiers and the about page. The banners and the pictures, they're easy to find. They're easy to tweak and make a higher resolution of. But it's the information. Somebody's coming to look at you. They're technically a stranger, so you need to make sure that you're not so much a stranger anymore. And I spend a lot of time on that page because, again, we're setting up the stories. We're setting up a community. And like a community post can just be a simplified version of your about page, your about information. And that's just your first one. So people come in, they see a little bit extra.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where I spend most of my time, honestly, is putting myself in the shoes of the reader and making it feel like that the author would talk to them and invite them in and be welcoming about it.
And how about for when you're uploading content, when you're creating stories, when you're, you know, setting up not just like the page itself, but like the experiences inside of it. Like, what have you found? Like, I know you've imported things with like images before. I know we even had a project like all bookmarks, right? Like, there's a lot of authors who are doing incredibly creative things, but sometimes it's like, it's a story, or how do I do this? I don't know. Maybe it's just advice for like different non-traditional things, or even just traditional things like uploading content, how to get around some of the limitations, how to make it easier, how to make it better for readers.
Obviously, if it's all text, if you're uploading a book, it's a book. We're set up for books. I've had no issues with books. And we'll have different formatting options coming out soon, which will really help make things easier. But for right now, we have a lot of functionality with Google Drive, Google Docs, and we have our own help guides, its instructions, how it reads the headers. And that's a very common thing. There's a lot of authors who already have their chapter titles as headers. So for many of them, just how they normally write should already be formatted. And when doing it that way, when uploading from Google Docs, I've had very little issues with pictures. I think I've had issues with pictures inside a Google Doc, but once they get uploaded into Ream, there has not been any issues. So there hasn't been any weird workarounds there. And so it's mainly for setting it up in Google Docs. Like you mentioned, we had a couple coloring books. We had a couple small comic books, and they're all pictures. Just everything's pictures. So, you know, it took a little tinkering, but the easiest way is to just make a header. The chapters, the page titles, whatever you want to put in there, just one or two words, make that a header so that it gets grabbed by the upload, and then just upload it. All your pictures are there. Even if the headers are just page one, page two, page three. And it doesn't matter what size the pictures are. We've put a whole bunch of 2-inch by 12-inch pictures together. We've put full pages. There was one time that there was a couple posters in there that are technically supposed to be 12 by 18. And as long as they fit in that Google document, they uploaded to Ream, no problem. You just need to have at least one header in there somewhere for it to grab onto. Yeah.
I love it. No, absolute pro tips, everyone. From that'll earn, because Patrick's done a lot of different uploading at this point. That you certainly are in the triple digits in this number of stories you've uploaded. And it's one thing people should know is that coming, we will be having, you know, EPUB import on Ream. That's on our roadmap. And audio is coming out first, which will be through MP3 files. But that is coming. And another feature that's coming is being able to just attach an image inside of a story without needing to go through a Google Doc. So like that will improve. It will get even easier. But everything Patrick's saying still applies, especially like if you want to create a collection of art content. Like you could do that there. So always looking to make things easier, increase how authors can upload things. But Patrick's always ahead of the curve in terms of what's possible, which is beautiful. So then, okay, I've set up my page and now I'm ready to launch it. What have you learned about launching great pages? Because I know part of what you do as well is also designing emails for authors that are going out to their readers, which we've sent emails to at this point, like thousands, if not tens of thousands of readers in terms of, hey, there's a new Ream Live, launching it. You know, what have you learned through those email campaigns? Like, when did they go? When is it like, this wasn't as great of a launch?
Always make your page launch a big deal. Never go into it thinking that, oh, this is just another thing for readers to grab onto. This is just some landing page for them. They'll find their way here eventually. That's never worked. We have plenty of Reams that are just sitting there like they're the end of a reader funnel. And that 1% of them will find their way there. Always treat your launch as a big deal, a grand opening event. Go get yourself a pair of scissors and ribbon to cut them in your living room if you want to step it up even more. But get your newsletter. Get a CSV of whatever emails you have. Make it a big deal. Let them know what's going on. You'd be surprised how many readers are just waiting for a good opportunity to support you. They've bought your books. They've seen you on TikTok, YouTube, wherever they get your content. And some of them might just be staring at Amazon waiting for the new release. They don't know where else to find you, but they love your books. And however you can get the information to them, more readers than not just want to help you, want to support you, want to be there with you. And so make it a big deal. Send them an email, at least one. Like 2 to 3 is perfect, but at least one. Let them know where to find you, where you're going to be doing your work, where all your content is. Make it a big deal.
From your experience, let's say an author launches and gets 100 paid members. They might be coming to their platform. They might be launching their existing newsletter list. I know, obviously, the launch doesn't go on forever, but I know the launches that we do, they tend to last for the first week is when most of it's concentrated in. But we usually, like, that first month is when we close out the report. It's usually 2 to 3 weeks in, and we're, like, giving an update to the author, right, on how it went when we do something like a VIP launch. What, in your experience, what is that number or proportion of people who are joining after that initial launch email that goes out in, like, day one? And then how much are coming in over the next 2 or 3 weeks? For instance, I know for a lot of authors, when they launch, like, a book on a retailer, really, like, 80 to 90% of that audience oftentimes is buying it in the first 3 days after release or has pre-ordered it beforehand. What are you seeing in subscriptions? When does that audience come in during the launch cycle?
Maybe I missed something, but there's about two different angles to your question. Because if we're going from one subscription page to another, we're looking at 100 people to move over, about 50 to 60% will move over in those first 3 days. Whether they're a follower to check things out, whether they just instantly subscribe right away. And that's where we see a lot of upgrades. If you've freshened up your page, you're going to see a lot of upgrades. And yeah, about 50 to 60% in those first 3 days. And then within the first 14 days is usually when the rest will come in some way. Because sometimes people just want to check it out for themselves. And you got the readers who will just jump on board right away. But if we're talking just followers, people who just have you elsewhere, I would say from what we've seen, when you launch a page and you're getting followers and readers from other sites who don't have to pay, about 30% in those first couple days will join that bottom tier almost religiously. If you have a $5 and under option, you will get a flood of people in there. You could send your thing out to 20,000 followers and you are going to get a couple thousand followers on Ream. You're going to get easily 1,000 people signing up on your first tier in the first 2 weeks. We have a very recent example of that. And it was almost a little bit scary because just author came in great. And then just out of nowhere, the numbers just surged. And we had our moment of shock and awe. And yeah, but we've seen that effect. Out. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. I think they had less than 20,000 people and they still surged up that well.
Yeah. I don't even think where they were before they were able to build much of a mailing list because they were on a platform similar to a retailer where you're not getting all your reader data. So it was much more like social media driven plus.
They left a message. They made their day a big deal. They let their readers know, and they exploded from day one.
Building up to it for weeks and weeks, by the way. And we heard rumors that they were doing this from other authors because they knew that they were building up for this. So it's interesting because if you're an author with an established audience, these sorts of big launches make a lot of sense. But obviously, like, we have the RARs, which we'll talk about, Ream Author Awards, the gemstones. And I think there's some interesting takeaways that I think you'll have from that. But before we get to RARs and what that is, the fact of the matter is, and I've never hid this, is that most authors on Ream don't hit RARs. In fact, and Patrick can nod his head at me and share that I'm telling the truth. Roughly 99% of author accounts on Ream are not RARs authors. It's something like, I think 90, because we have like how many people are in RARs? Like a little 100 and something in total, if you count Emerald?
If you count Emerald, we're sitting at about 86, I believe it is.
Yeah.
So just shy of 100.
So 86, yeah. It's a little over 1% of the accounts on the Ream platform for authors that are like, you know, in RARs, right? Now, that sounds like absolutely like horrible stats. And the answer is that, yeah, like that's publishing. There's a really big power law, but there's a little bit more to it. The truth is that a lot of authors aren't actively publishing on Ream. They did just create their accounts once or twice. So if we were to look at like a graph of like usage of the platform and RARs, that number is higher in terms of the authors who can get to an Emerald ranking or higher, but it's not half, it's not 20%. It's, you know, maybe somewhere between 5 and at the very high end, 10%. It's hard to, you know, where do you define exactly an active user? And we don't have metrics that measure exactly everything that an author is doing. But the point is that most people aren't getting to this RARs level where they're even having these launches. And that's not because, that doesn't mean you won't get there in the future. And that's also not because you're doing anything wrong. That's because a lot of these authors that are there on this stage on our platform have existing audiences from other places that they're now connecting directly with and building a community and membership using Ream as their hub for that. But what would be your advice to someone who's getting started? Someone who wants to maybe one day be a RARS author. And yes, we'll talk more about that. There's no hoops you have to jump through. It's a very open, cool system. Very similar to how YouTube does their plaques is exactly how we do this. Their play buttons. If you don't know YouTube's play buttons, then you should look up the gold play button on YouTube. It's pretty cool. It's very similar to how we do it. But let's say you're not there, which is probably most of the people listening to this. Let's say that you don't necessarily have a huge audience to build up a launch for. I know you've worked with a lot of authors like this. I know that you've also talked to many authors at different stages because we have the ambassadors, which you've run, the Ring Ambassadors, where they're able to share the platform with other authors. And we have authors that purposefully at all different stages. We have authors who are making really good money and we have authors who are not quite there yet. And there's the spectrum of it. And everyone gets along because we're all authors. We're all storytellers. But specifically speaking to that group of authors, the group of authors who probably is not at the Emerald level yet or probably won't launch and hit Emerald immediately. Right? What would you say to them in terms of how they should approach launching? I know there's no like obvious like one answer or anything like that, but what would be some of your advice?
Stop chasing all the numbers and metrics that are floating around in the world. All the things that you have to do, the milestones you have to reach to be an author, to be established, to be worthy of any of this. Like Ream is a place for you and your biggest fans. You can have medium and small fans. Doesn't mean they're going to follow. You can still appreciate them. So my advice is to focus on your business model, not somebody else's, yours. Figure out what you want to do, where you want your stories to be, how passive or aggressive you want to be on those sites. Make a business model that's healthy for you. And don't worry about time. Don't try to rush things. Don't try to stick to somebody else's milestones. Like, cause that you're just going to go insane doing that. So figure out the plan that works for you, the sites you want to be on, put something everywhere that you want to be. And if you want to funnel it all back to Ream, that'd be perfect. So somebody finds your book here, bam, they can come to Ream if they want. Just funnel them back down. And then, so just keep that, leave out the breadcrumbs and give it some time. I wouldn't encourage wasting money on a promotion unless you know it's going to be good. I wouldn't encourage chasing this and that, like give it time. Cause not only do people need time to find your stuff organically, but trying to rush everything is going to drive you insane. Give it time, let it build up. And you can do a soft launch. You can have your Ream going as the fans trickle in. And then maybe if you have a promotion, you can have a big exciting day to try to beef up your Ream. And then along with that, Ream has several different things, like especially the Ream Swap. We offer that you partner up with other Ream authors, share an audience for a while. We have a whole bunch that got together to make their own giant promotion for new readers. We have a lot of tools that get pretty versatile when you think about them. And so, yeah, take advantage of anything that's free. Take advantage of anything that's around you, but don't rush it. Do what you want to do. Mm. Do it well.
Amazing advice. Yeah, that's at the end of the day, like it's about having fun on your journey. Like we're all on a different path to storytelling, but the point of storytellers of the world isn't that you have to have all the readers to rule the world. Like just being a storyteller means you're one of these storytellers, plural, that, you know, gets to rule the world. And on a place like Ream, you get to do that because you have that hub for your fans that gives you that control, that freedom, that flexibility. So take advantage of that and don't feel like you have to play by the rules of someone else or you have to get all the different rankings and awards by certain dates. Like life is good. But with this said, we have one last question I'm curious about, which is something that you have a special attention to, because what part of Padishah, he has many different things he does as part of author success. Again, with the core fundamental thing of doing things for you to help you succeed on Ream. That's what Patrick does. So he's here to serve you, serve all of us as a community. But part of what you do is develop these like analysis/reports on how authors are doing, specifically every author on the platform, who's making money, where that's coming from, and how they're doing. And by studying these reports from the, we've had, you know, hundreds and hundreds of authors make money on Reap. What do you see as being maybe some sort of common thread or some interesting insight that you've learned from doing these reports that can help all of us grow?
Like you mentioned, yeah, we can sit here and say that we have 7,000 authors in Ream pages, but again, a lot of them, they come, they set up shop, they leave. If the author's not here, the readers are going to leave. Realistically, there's a lot that's just sitting there, hanging around. But for any author on here, the common thread is consistency. It's that upfront communication with their readers, because that's why a lot of readers are here. Some of them have read all the content 5 times over. They just want to be able to chat with the author every now and then. Like they want to see the post. They want to communicate. They want to be part of the community. So it's that consistency. If readers know you're here, if they know you're working on something, and they know that they can chat with you, that is what some of our biggest reams are built on. Just that community. Yeah. Stories that we tell are why we think readers are here, but the readers are here for a community. They're here, yeah, the stories brought them in, but now they have a bunch of like-minded people that they can chat with. But we've seen numerous readers come in and become friends with other readers, find other authors making friends with other authors. Honestly, it's that community that is the make or break, whether you are pulling in all the money, all the revenue, or just chilling and making enough. It's that community aspect that is the biggest difference.
Love it. Patrick, this is awesome. You are awesome. And no, like, I think there was so much like insights here and like tidbits that will help authors like at all different stages, from starting to launching and to beyond, with subscriptions and really just anything that you're doing to try and connect with fans. I think a lot of what Patrick's saying can be used in any sort of endeavor that where you want to reach out, connect with your fans, and build that community of your readers. But you also recently are finally opening up your services beyond the closed little pool behind doors that we've been doing. Because for a long time, almost literally actually about a year now, since we really kicked off Author Success, we officially kicked off Author Success as a thing about 9 months ago on Ream and building out that area together. And since then, it's been a lot of me and you working together, and more so you just, now you taking off new initiatives of, let's try to do this to help an author. Let's try to do this to help an author. And all of it's been ad hoc. It's been a little bit of us reaching out to people when we see they might need our help, and not like really an open system that anyone can access yet. We've been in a beta testing phase with Author Success for a very long time. But I think we're at a phase now where it's really good and we can really help authors. And if you want to be one of those authors that gets helped by Patrick and Author Success at Ream, then just click the link in the description. It goes to a page. It's storytellersrule.com/author-success. And on that page is a place where, if you think about this podcast, all of our content is to help you start on Ream completely for free and get all the insights and education you need. And if you want to listen to our podcast, go in the Facebook group, and we have tons of amazing stuff, you will learn how to create an amazing Ream. But if you don't want to take that time, that is very intimidating, then we can also just do it for you. And that's essentially what Patrick would do. He can create your Ream for you. He can launch your Ream for you. He can even manage your Ream for you, although that's still a very small group of people. That's specifically still in beta, but we're at least doing a bit more of a public beta on that to just understand how long that takes. The pricing that we have is like, the best it's going to get. Might I say, like, you would be very challenged to find better value and better quality, because this is literally like the person who knows Author Success on Ream better than anyone else on the planet that can help you set up your subscription, set up your page, and set up that hub for your readers. So Patrick's open. He's open to help you. And obviously, if it's not for you, no worries. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And hope you have an amazing rest of your day. But if it does sound interesting to you and you do want that help, if you've been like, oh my God, I've been like waiting to do this, but I just haven't started a page yet, then it can be great for you. If you're like, I want to launch, but I don't know how to do it, we're here to help. And really, the biggest thing that I know that holds so many people back from really getting started is that, oh, I have to do it. Oh, I have to learn something. Oh. But you don't have to do that anymore, because Patrick can help you get over that and actually build this space your readers where you can rule the world as an author. So like I said, if you're interested in that, just go to the link in the description. It's like the best pricing we'll have. We're like in beta pricing for the next couple weeks / maybe even months here. So definitely check it out. We're only mentioning this on the podcast now. I'm not mentioning it for at least a week, maybe even more, anywhere else. So consider this, if you got to this point of the podcast, as a thank you to you. And you can be one of our first official, really, members of the author success team and helping you grow on Ream. And just one thing to mention is that all of our services have a 100% money back guarantee, meaning if you're not satisfied, no worries, we'll give you your money back. So if we don't think we can serve you well, which could be in certain instances, maybe we don't think you're ready for a big launch for your Ream, maybe we don't think that you really need a Ream managed, then we will refund you and we won't serve you, which is just our way of saying that part of making authors successful is like serving authors who are ready for this. And if not, we have a lot of different ways we can help you. There's the podcast, there's the Facebook group, there's everything else we do. So if you do want this, we're here for you. But if it's not right fit for you, that's okay. And if we don't think you're right fit for us, we really just want to help you. And I think we can help a ton of authors. But if you're worried at all and you're not sure, you can put it in the form and we can check it out and then let you know, because that's what we're here to help you. And potentially if you're like a nonfiction author writing work that we might not be familiar with, maybe that's something that we go, oh, I'm not sure. If you're a visual artist, yes, we can get art on Ream, but maybe we decide, I don't know if we have much experience in helping people be successful in that. And the answer is, I think we've done a lot of different things at this point. That's why we're doing this now. We're out of beta. But with all of that said,
And just to, because what you just talked about, we've done that with so many authors, and sometimes it feels bad to look at them and say, hey, I don't think Ream's ready for your stuff. I don't think you're ready for our stuff. I don't think we can help you. But we've done that to many authors. We would rather be upfront, honest. We're not trying to take your money or your time. We're trying to save you time, save you energy, make it as easy as possible. Like about any part of this process, what I do takes 90% of the time off your plate. Yeah, there's easily a couple things that you have to do, but I can do the rest. And that's the point. For whatever reason, if we think this is going to be a waste of your time or money, we're not going to encourage you to go through with it. If we're not going to be helpful, we're going to tell you. We've done it before, we'll do it again.
This is going to be awesome. And in the meantime, I hope everyone has made sense of their day. Thank you so much, Patrick, for being here with us. And don't forget, storytellers rule the world. We'll see y'all soon.